I was just saying that sometimes having self-worth is really annoying, because this self-worth thing, it just really stops you from sometimes having a good time. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyday self-worth, everyday know your worth. Sometimes I don't want to know my worth, and sometimes, you know, I just want to get my back low now.
On this episode of The Commercial Break,
Chrissy and I had this theory that pretty soon, you know, a sommelier would come out and put, like, in two little shot glasses
for your balls to taste.
I'll take the 1942 Chateau, sir. Fine taste, young man. I'll bring it out. Would you like to taste it with your teen tees? I'll be dipping my balls in it, sir.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this miserable show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Chrissy, I have disappointing news as we are coming on air today. Ah. The world's most sexually attractive woman has given up her adventure to sleep with 600 men in 1 year, and I have given up my quest to cheat on Astrid once this year. It's all over. The bid has been given up. We're all going home. Fuck.
What?
Yes, that's right. Did you not know about this?
I did not
know.
Well,
neither did I. But thanks to the good people at the New York Post, the world's most reputable magazine.
Right. Yeah, hard-hitting.
She's Australia's. Excuse me. Australia's most sexually attractive woman has shared an update on her bid to sleep with over 600 people in 2024. I guess that could be women or men. Annie Knight had a goal in 2023 to sleep with 365 people, and in 2024, she decided to level up to 600 people throughout the year. Last year, everyone started talking about me because I was talking about my sexual escapades online, and I mentioned how many people I'd slept with. And it went viral, and everyone was talking about it. She told the New Zealand's Edge podcast with Clint, Meg, and Dan. If that doesn't sound like a commercial break wannabe, I don't know, it does. The Edge, welcome to the Edge podcast.
Welcome to the Edge with Clint, Dan, and Meg for color and commentary.
Always got to throw a woman in there, Chrissy. And I thought, why not? Might be make a bit of fun out of this. She revealed on September 5th on the September 5th interview that she had slept with just over 400 people, saying she was trying to use
right,
the dating
she's getting
apps.
Getting there, inching yeah. up.
This is Australia's most sexually attractive woman. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Yeah, I mean, she's very attractive.
She's very attractive, but is she the most sexually attractive woman that Australia
has
to offer?
I think that's subjective.
I don't know.
Is that self-proclaimed?
Oh, I think there was voting on it and stuff like that. Yeah. The person had to be okay with being filmed. But they had the option to have their face blurred. They had to say if they'd been tested for sexually transmitted. Had to say. I would want that receipt. I'm sorry, yeah. But I would. Oh, and send images of themselves beforehand. She said she's really picky, and while sometimes she lowers the bar, there's definitely a certain standard for potential partners. I would say so. Her goal to meet 600 people in a year, to sleep with 600 people in a year, means she would need to sleep with 1.6 people a day.
Yeah.
But she did reveal there are a lot of days when she simply isn't bothered to have sex. You can't cut people in half. Some days I might sleep with 5. The next few days I might sleep with no one. I do get tired. It's exhausting and I need to take a break. I don't always feel like having sex. She revealed the highest number of people she had sex with in one day was 16. Jeezy Louisey. Well, if you had 16 Bryans, you wouldn't miss an episode of Jeopardy. I mean, that's the truth.
I mean, it's good to have goals.
It is good to have goals.
It sounds like this one self-imposed.
This sounds like those dumb people who go try and Guinness Book of World Records, like, you know, largest, taco pie with cereal on top of it. Like, stupid shit that they just make up to try and break some arbitrary record that no one knows about. 600 people in a year sounds like a lot. But didn't the great Will
Chamberlain... Did she say
she'd
given it up?
What's that?
Did you say she'd given it
up? She'd given it up because she'd reached 400, but it was just too tiring for her.
She
didn't... I can only imagine. That girl's got no meat on her bones. She's probably got to go eat a cheeseburger or something.
Yeah.
Also, I think Wilt Chamberlain famously said he slept with 1,000 women in one basketball season. I mean, that's like, that's nothing. She's not, that's nothing compared to what Wilt's accomplishing. I like this girl's go get 'em attitude. And you know who needs 1,000 bottles of lube? Not Diddy. Her. This girl. This girl needs 1,000 bottles of lube.
Yeah.
It's 600 people in a year just seems like a silly, arbitrary number to throw out there. And then you're taking a lot of risks. I mean, a lot of risks.
Yes.
Unless you are like a true nymphomaniac who gets some, you know, derived pleasure out of having multiple random partners at mm-hmm. one time. Have you ever met a nymphomaniac? Like a true nymphomaniac?
Mm-mm.
I knew one nymphomaniac. And she didn't want to have sex with me, which I kind of... She kind of made me feel bad. No, I knew one. I knew one. And it was, but she had been diagnosed at that point, and it was like a thing. It was a problem. It was a thing. It was an addiction.
Yeah.
It was a mental illness. She needed to control it. It was a monster that she had to keep in the box. And so, you know, hanging around me allowed her to keep it in the box.
Right.
It allowed her to keep her box in her box, if you know what I mean.
Part of the therapy.
Yeah, it was part of the therapy. Meet a really ugly guy with no redeeming qualities whatsoever, and then everything will be fine. You won't want to have sex with anybody. But she would tell me stories that
stories about this.
It was crazy. Random guys at mm-hmm. bars having sex in cars behind grocery stores. She said,
"Yeah, dating apps, Craigslist, all that."
This
stuff.
This is before all right. of that stuff became prevalent. And she since passed away, but she used to say,
"God, that's sad."
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with her addiction. It was just she passed away at a young age. It was tragic for sure.
Yeah,
but she said that she would meet. Like there would be a guy at a grocery store, like a clerk, a grocery store clerk, or a guy like stocking shelves. She said this was like one of her favorite places to pick up guys.
Grocery stores.
Like, but the employees who worked there, and then she would like tell them, like, you know, I will
grocery
fuck
stores
your brains
are,
out.
Are a crazy place.
They
remember
really
the
are.
Thing we talked about with the swingers with the pineapple and the.
Oh, the upside down pineapple.
The upside down pineapple in the cart. And that would be a notice to other people.
There was a famous.
They're available.
Yes. I don't know how I met this lady, but I met a lady who has a podcast called The Accidental Swingers. Now, I don't know how you accidentally swing, but okay, let's take it for what it is. But she's very open about her swinging. She's very open about her love of the community and the swinging. And it's absolutely true that there are symbols and signs to look for. Both in grocery stores, in people's houses, on people's mm-hmm. front lawns, like Pink Flamingo, apparently. And there is a very famous...
Well, God, I'm glad I didn't buy one of those
last
time I saw that.
The Pink Flamingo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, who is...
Oh, they're kind of cute.
Chrissy's got people knocking on the door. someone outside with a megaphone.
Hey, you want to fuck? Hey, we're your new neighbors, Judy and John. You want to fuck?
I saw that flamingo.
Yeah. So there's a famous neighborhood here in Atlanta up north. And if you go to, they have a golf course. And if you go, they also have like a huge pool. And this pool has water slides and like an adult area. And there's a reason why they have an adult area. It is this neighborhood is famous for having swingers live inside of it.
Okay. Little community.
Yes. And there's a couple different signs and signals you can look for. There's something they put on their door, like a little door hanger on the front door. But then there's also the pink flamingos are out back where on the golf course you can see them. You know which houses they are. But right outside, they have a Publix. Outside the neighborhood, they have a Publix that basically just serves this neighborhood because the neighborhood is so large. And the word on the street is, and apparently it's true, is that if you put the pineapple upside down in your cart, you are actively looking for...
You're open
couples.
For business.
You're open for business. You're not in a box. Your box is not in any kind of box. You're ready to go.
And more power to you.
Cocks in your box, ready to go. And more power to you. But Tracy used to tell me about, you know, just approaching guys. And she said that, you know, she was denied a lot. Like a lot of guys just got scared by this.
Right.
They were nervous about what was going on. And a lot of guys were were faithful to their wives or to their girlfriends. And she was like, I just didn't give a shit either way. I never cared if someone was wearing a ring or had a girlfriend. That never really mattered to me because I wasn't looking for a relationship. And very rarely would she exchange phone numbers or any kind of identifying information. She just needed to have sex. Mm-hmm. She just needed to fuck. She loved the excitement of it. It was something that just really, like, it was like an addiction. It made her happy. So she was, and her appetite for this was apparently insatiable. Like, she would go out to multiple grocery stores in a day if she was having a moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought to myself, geez, wow, that's so dangerous. Like, you're really getting yourself in situations that are super dangerous just to get your rocks off. And I was like, what about a dildo? Like, masturbating on your balcony or something like that. Like, if you want some excitement, right, if you want some voyeurism, just do something out in a park or something. And she was like, it's just not the same. It's not, there's no satisfaction in that. That's not the same kind of satisfaction. So always very interesting. But I never had a chance to check it out. So.
Yeah, you didn't.
No, I didn't. But this girl, you know, sounds like she's just trying to, I bet she makes money on OnlyFans. I bet you $1,000. If you're being videotaped, where are those videotapes going? They must be going somewhere.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you've got to, I feel like, if that's, you're making it your job.
For sure.
To do it.
What else, what other time do you have in the day? Like, if you're trying to knock it out twice in a day, and they have to be with random people you haven't slept with before. What else do you have to, yeah, like, what other time do you have in the day? I chase Astrid around the house. I don't have any other time in the day. I have a hard time getting her to settle down. I need some advice from you and Jeff. I need to start naked cooking.
Naked cooking. What I need to do. Yeah. Get yourself a little apron.
Put my balls right on that frying pan. Fry up some balls. Dip
that's
my
a
balls
delicacy
in it, a tasty
in some,
teener.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a delicacy in some countries.
My tasty teas. Do you remember when we did that episode? And I think this was all the rage for like a week during the pandemic, that some scientist, some random ass, completely untrustworthy scientist, had come up with a theory based on some, you know, loosely based evidence that he had found that testicles could taste. So your tasty teeners, your tasty testicles could taste things. And Chrissy and I had this theory that pretty soon, you know, a sommelier would come out and put, like, you know, two little shot glasses
for your balls to taste.
I'll take the 1942 Chateau, sir. Fine taste, young man. I'll bring it out. Would you like your? Would you like to taste it with your teen teas? I'll be dipping my balls in it, sir. And you would have a little flap,
right?
And you
would just do a little dip.
Just do a little
dip.
A little lunge into the wine.
What happened to that theory?
It was completely debunked by many more reputable scientists who
were
like...
You were going to try it, though, weren't you?
I was going to try it, and I never did, because, quite frankly, Astrid doesn't want me putting my testicles on the good china, but... She doesn't want to put my testicles on the wedding china, and I can't blame her. I mean, I'm up to all kind of shit around the house. She doesn't need any more shenanigans.
No,
what happened was is that, yes, your testicles have some of the similar textures and receptors that your tongue does, but that does not mean that you can taste with your tongue. It was like totally debunked a couple months later. Let me see whatever happened to that. Taste with testicles.
It comes your right Google.
Up. It comes right up. No AI overview. No, people cannot taste with their testicles. While testicles do have taste receptors, they are not taste buds and do not connect. What does that even mean? What is the fucking difference? I don't understand. And
I know, right? Between a taste bud and a receptor.
They do not connect to your brain's taste center.
Maybe it just means, at least not your head brain.
That's right.
Maybe it just means that you could recognize that there is a taste, but they can't taste.
Yes. It says Instead, the taste receptors and testicles are part of a different
brain
chemoreceptor system that sends signals to the body about sperm, testosterone, and fertility. Now, some people have claimed to taste soy sauce with their testicles, but they are likely just smelling it. Their testicles are the soy sauce. Smell is a major factor in taste, and many people have trouble identifying the flavor of something if they hold their nose.
That's true.
And the dermdude.com says, holy smoke, dude, your testicles totally have taste buds.
The derm dude.
The derm dude. We're talking all about dermatology. Are you a derm dude? Why bro 3000 with your derm dude? Derm dude.
He's probably not a dermatologist.
There's a certain version of testosterone that's going around in 2024 that makes like the podcast bro and the derm dudes. And I mean, okay, I get it. Everyone settled down. No, you cannot taste with your tiny testicles. Yeah, with your testes. There's no testy taste receptors available to your brain. So, but for a minute, there was a guy who, you know, was a scientist who came out and said that you could, that he was that he had tested. There's so many T's in here. My tongue is getting all twisted. He had said that, you know, he had done like a blind study and many men had reported.
A blind testicle
study. Blind test. Yes. I didn't know your testes had eyes. Well, they do, but they're not connected to your brain.
They're not on balls.
They're on your balls. They're part of another system. Do you remember when Rudy Giuliani said facts are not facts?
Yes.
I think we're all getting caught up
in the
facts are not facts. All right, let's take a short break. I think that's enough of that. I'm going to say sorry to the woman who was going to sleep with 600 guys. I was in line.
There's always next year.
I was $5.99. You're missing out. Let's take a short break and we'll be back.
Calling all pretty, pretty princesses. Yeah, that means you. I've got a favor to ask. If you wouldn't mind, could you just please follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast? Not on social media? Text us instead at 212-433-3TCB. And if you find yourself wanting any more content from this already content-saturated show, check out our website at tcbpodcast.com. While you're contemplating what hilarious meme to send us, let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
Oh, I got a random Ask TCB. You want to hear it?
I do.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Let's be sensitive.
I love interaction.
Let's be sensitive about this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Put on your serious face. Hey, Brian and Chrissy, I'm going to leave my name out of this, and you'll understand why in just a minute. I have a penis that curves downward. So while I think most guys have a penis that curves upward toward their belly, mine curves the other way. It's very pronounced. It's embarrassing to me. And it has caused some of the women I've slept with discomfort. I have seen a doctor about this, but there isn't a whole bunch that can be done. Any advice on how to handle this with future mates? No, I don't. I don't. No, quite frankly. I'm completely out of ideas.
No, I didn't. No,
can't you train it? Can't you put like a, you know... You know, like when they want a tree to grow straight in Disney World or something, they put a big stick next to it and they say, hey, grow this way.
Yeah, it seems like they've
got can't you do that?
Like a special underwear device.
Yeah there's got to be some kind of metal rod they can insert in there or something. I don't know. I don't have your name, I don't know. I don't know what to call you. Let's call you Mike. Mike, I don't know. That's got to be terrible. I have – mine also curves downward, meaning it just never goes up. It's just always pointing down. But that's a whole different low-T problem. Listen.
I think it's just you got to communicate.
I had a friend once. He had a penis that moved to the right. Mm-hmm. And so it was called Peyronie's disease, I think is what they call it. You see commercials about it all the time now. Peyronie's disease is an embarrassing curve to the right or to the left. And it can happen over time. Also, like mine doesn't do that, but – apparently it can just go that way. I heard you've also can break the tissue in your penis. Like you can literally snap a penis in half. which has got to be terrible. And trust me, I have felt like my penis is broken. So any guy who has had a woman on top of him riding hard knows the feeling of slip out and then bang down and how bad that can hurt. But I don't know. And I would just think you just have to like reverse cowboy it with somebody.
There's got to be some kind of position
that works. Like if it's not comfortable to do it face to face, belly to belly, maybe back to belly. Like I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's got to be some woman in this world. Their anatomy, because you know that the sensitive part, the supposed G spot that's magical that Brian's never found, but supposedly lives out there in the world somewhere. Is like this alleged G-spot that allegedly lives inside of a vagina that I've never touched, according to most women.
oh, my God.
But it's like, you know, on the top of the cervix, like where the pubic bone is inside, it's like a soft palate, like little thing. It's like the top of your, feel the top of your mouth. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's like, that's my G-spot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm doing cream and cereal. It's right here. Like right there. So theory would have it.
There's definitely positions that you could do. I can think of one right now. So yeah.
Chrissy can think of one right now. She won't mention it here on the show.
Twist it around. Yeah.
Just twist people around.
Twist bodies around.
Twist them around.
To where it works then.
I said this to a class of 4-year-olds the other day. Not this about Peyronie's disease. But I read a...
That's good that you were not talking about. Thank you.
I want to put the clear line in the sand here.
Your child's...
I read Harvey the Heart has bad farts. That's what I read. I read a book to the kids. And the basic book was everybody's different and everyone has something different about them, special, unique. And it may seem weird or disgusting or odd or, and you know, not so cool to some people. But then Harvey the Heart meets Circle, and Circle also has bad farts, right? So they go running around tooting with each other. And it's a beautiful kids' book. You should read it. I highly recommend Tasty Tea and his soy sauce friends, and Harvey the Heart has bad
Term
farts.
Bro.
Yes. And if you're looking to make it, go to your doctor and say, hey, if Harvey the Heart had bad farts, I could have a downward curving penis. But listen, here's the point, is that he found somebody that liked him just the way he was, even though his embarrassing condition made him a little bit of an outcast in most of the world. There was somebody who connected with him on that level. And so what I'm saying is there's got to be some lady out there, some young lady who really enjoys you for just you. If there's no medical treatment for this.
Lady or man, I guess we didn't
that's true.
Clarify that.
We did not. Well, he said the girls that I date.
Oh,
so
the girls,
I think,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, but here's the thing. Is
maybe like, try a man.
There you go.
that might be the,
sorry, Diddy's freak offs are no longer an option, but you know, too soon? Too soon. Yeah. All right. I would think that if they have medicine that can correct Peyronie's disease left or right, they can also correct backward or forward, bad curves. Also, so I think you need to go see a doctor, because maybe the last thing that you tried or the last time you went to the doctor, maybe they weren't up to date on all the things, or try another doctor. There's got to be some, if you want to fix that. But sometimes, listen, sometimes it's...
Just be you.
Just be you. Be who you are. I dated a girl once who had one breast. True story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One breast, because the other one, she had a mastectomy for breast cancer. And she chose never to get, she was had a small chest in general, right? Like size A or size AA or whatever it was. So she chose never to get
the implant.
The implants, because she felt like it was a good reminder of how precious life is. It was a really, for her to tell it, it was really beautiful. For me to tell it just sounds like I'm talking about a girl with one boob. But for her to tell it was a really beautiful reminder to herself. Mm-hmm. And she said, and
which
anybody who's going to love me is going to love me the way that I am.
And that's true.
And you know what? I cared for her a great deal. For the time that we dated, I cared for her a great deal. And after like 2 seconds, I did not give a shit. It did not matter how many boobs she had. I liked her for who she was. I say this to say that someone's going to like you for who you are. Doesn't give a shit that your penis goes downward. Who cares? It's all right. It's all good. We all have penises. Everybody has a penis. All right. Some smaller than others. Chrissy's got a penis that's tiny. It's called a clitoris. But it used to be a penis, or would have been a penis at some point. All right. So just, you know, go on with life. And if you don't like it, if it's that bothersome, go see a doctor. I'm sure there's something that can be taken care of. Don't you think there's like some magical thing that they can do?
I'm sure.
Some kind of surgery, penis pump, something. I don't know. There's got to be something.
Seems like there's something out there because I feel like I keep reading about, I mean, and the magical world of men's health, it's way progressive.
Yes, yes.
Way progressed, far beyond women's at this point. So, yeah.
Okay. Peyronie's disease is a scar tissue in the penis that causes curved, painful erections.
Oh, that's the scar tissue.
Penises vary in shapes and sizes, and having a curved erection isn't necessarily cause for concern. In Peyronie's disease, the bend is significant and may occur along with pain or interference in sexual function. Medications or surgery may be recommended if the symptoms are bad enough or persist mm-hmm. or worsen. How long does it takes a couple of years? Oh, well, I don't think you have Peyronie's disease. I don't think you have scar tissue. I think you may have been born this way, according to the very small amount of text. Get out there in the world, Mike. Go live your life, bud. Get after it. You know, you could get one of those Volkswagens that you could have, you know, one of those Volkswagens you have sex with and practice in different positions. And that way, when you get an actual female in bed, then you know all about it. I'd say go to the 21 convention, but I don't think that's going to help you. Not one bit. I don't think that's going to help you. Not
oh,
one
my
bit.
God. I saw a whole Comedy Central thing about was his name Adam?
No. Adam Lyons?
No. The one that's now head of the crypto.
Oh, the guy that we...
Yes.
The same guy?
Yeah.
They did it?
Oh, they did it. Yes. And then they also highlighted the other guy that is part of him. And he is some scammer.
Yes.
That has said that he could rap shit and piss and sell yes. it and yeah.
I was gonna do that guy also, but it's not even worth our time. It really isn't.
No,
worth
that
our
guy
time.
Just seems like such
they're
a douche.
They're both scam artists.
Yeah,
and nobody
who better to run things.
Yeah, who better to run things than a guy who says out loud, "I am a con yeah. artist. I am a con artist."
I can
and
just because people are idiots and yes, will buy it.
It's unbelievable. And then God bless America. No, whoever you're going to vote for, go out and vote. That's all I got to say. But at the end of the day, Trump does not know the first thing about Bitcoin. He told somebody I saw this on a television interview that was live to other human beings out there on Earth. We're actually watching this, where he said he had gone like after the big crypto event where he, you know, announced crypto and he said he had his son had three wallets. Bitcoin, they're talking about the wallets, all the wallets. I don't know what they are, but there's wallets and everyone's got a wallet. Like it or not, we got wallets, right? And then he goes into a burger shop in downtown Manhattan and this burger shop is all crypto themed and he buys a cheeseburger with his new Bitcoin wallet, right? And so then he gets on TV a couple days later and somebody asks him about Bitcoin. And he says, I don't know. I'm the first guy to buy a hamburger with Bitcoin. That's what they tell me. It's the first transaction in history around Bitcoin. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's the first transaction in history around Bitcoin. Are you honestly have any clue? So then the guy asks him, do you know anything about Bitcoin? The guy goes right at him. Do you know anything about Bitcoin? He goes, of course I do. I know more about Bitcoin than most people. It's like, oh my God, dude. It's so transparently transactional. Yeah. I just don't get it. But hey, listen, I'm not all politicians stink in some way, shape, or form at the end of the day.
That's true.
But it's like the lesser of two evils. Here's the other thing that I have been dying to talk about with you, Chrissy.
Do tell.
Is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh.
And the word on the street is that they have manufactured their relationship and they are manufacturing their breakup to swing the election. Have you heard this? This is the new one that's out on the street. This is the new one that's out on the streets. They're manufacturing a breakup.
This has been years in the making.
Yes. Mm. This is all years in the make. They knew back then and now they know now and then they're going to manufacture it.
It's going to swing the election.
It's going to swing the election. I mean, people are so far out there.
I know.
What are they thinking?
I know.
Did you notice the flat earth people went away though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice that? I like thought to check up on the flat earth people. You know, during the pandemic, that flat earth society exploded.
Yeah,
in
we
popularity.
Did a couple of shows about it.
Yeah. And there were like NBA superstars. I'm not going to mention them because I think they have changed their mind. That's so good for you. But NBA superstars who were like involved in this, they were like, oh, yeah, flat earth. How do you know? Blah, 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 blah. And so. But the Flat Earth Society went away. That guy Mark, who was running it. I mean, I'm not sure it's not totally away.
Well, I would think too. With now it's not just NASA that's going up into
it's
space.
SpaceX.
Now it's all of the other.
Yeah, their
ones
favorite
too.
Buddy Elon. All of a sudden,
yeah, he's in there. So you know, now I think there's a lot more actual evidence. Like you needed it, but anyways, if you did, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, I was like reading about some of these like the new conspiracy theories that are online. I'm not going to get into some fresh conspiracy theories, hot off the presses conspiracy theories, and I'm not going to get into most of them because, quite frankly, they all revolve around you know, like 90% of them revolve around politics and who you see is supposed to be the winner and what you're supposed to see is the loser. And listen, it's on both sides of the aisle. By the way, it's not just people who are voting for Trump. There's some people out there in the Democratic Party who are also Looney Tunes that. You know, this guy who tried to supposedly assassinate Trump on his golf course was, you know, he was actually a member of the club and they told him he's going to be a millionaire if he just sits there.
He's a member of what, that club?
The
that club. Golf club?
Yeah, the Trump club. Yeah. I mean, he seems like a guy who'd be a member of the club. But listen, that he's a member of the club and he's just, it's just so they're trying to swing Trump's popularity and all this other stuff. I mean, the Democrats are just as susceptible to this as the Republicans are. I guess human beings in general are susceptible to this. But one of the ones that is really getting me that I read about, which is not politically related, but that the two astronauts who have been stuck up there, the space station, they have been chosen to repopulate the world after Armageddon.
Well,
and that they're up
they
there.
Might be the two that are left after everything that's happening in the world right now.
I think they're a little old and I'm not sure anyone's given birth in space, but okay. All right. Cool. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
That all the people that are up there right now and the two other people, I was listening to this. This is true. They're going to have to send the Dragon X 2564703 up to whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're going to have to send it up there to go rescue them. And so Dragon X or Dragon was supposed to have four people that were going to go to the space station. Now they're only going to have two people so that they can have four that come back. So not only are the two people stuck up there until the Dragon gets there, but then they're stuck up there and they have to wait until the other two astronauts finish their mission to come home. So we're talking February of 2025.
That's what I had heard before.
And so I am just freaking out in my own head.
Thinking
and maybe
about
this
yourself.
Is, yeah, maybe this is like the hyperparathyroid because it does cause anxiety. That it's just like, you know, I'm going crazy thinking about these two stuck up there and stuck up there and stuck up there until I saw this video. And I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson who was like, stop using the word stuck. They train for this. They have food and water and air conditioning and heat. And they're living in a relatively nice space for outer space. And they can, you know, float around and they have friends and there's social interaction and they get telephone calls and they have
technology,
videos and they can watch Prime. You know,
it's like, right,
you
they know. Can. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not.
One of those astronauts a while back said that they rewatched like all of Game of Thrones while they were up there. So, yeah, you can.
Yeah, they beam it up there, you know, and
binge your shows.
Amen. And so
in
now.
Peace.
Yes. And so as scared as I am to go to space, now I'm thinking, send me to space.
It's a vacation.
Yes. Until my surgery, send me to space. I need some peace.
Just some downtime.
Yes, I need some downtime. I need to just have some chill. That's what I need. I need some chill in my life. So then it reframed the way that I was looking at this.
Good.
And that's the truth.
That's
and then,
the way to get rid of anxiety.
Yes.
Reframe.
And then
different
there was
perspective.
This other guy who did this space thing. And he said, no, they're not stuck. Just like Neil deGrasse Tyson said, no, they're not stuck. And let me also tell you that these two were test pilots, fighter pilots. They saw combat. They saw action. They've been at this maybe their last mission in space because they're experienced astronauts. They trained for
this.
I think
it would be my last time.
Oh, yo, fuck. Yeah. No, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Yeah, I mean, I would be like, no way.
Right. I mean, I guess down on Earth, it could be like, yeah, you're not maybe stuck because you're in California.
Yeah.
But do you want to go back after you can't get home?
Fuck no.
You can't leave.
No.
Voluntarily for months.
I think this is going to cure them of any astronaut fever they had. Because if I expected to go up there for 2 weeks and I ended up staying there for almost a year, I would be mortified. I really would. That's just miserable. Miserable. But maybe for them, it's not.
Yeah.
Maybe for them, this is like the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, it could be a good opportunity. And I think they've said that. This is an opportunity for us to continue doing experiments. And
has anyone talked to them? Have people talked to them?
Yeah, they're in communication.
I mean, I know somebody's talking to them, but like, have we talked to them to make sure they're okay?
I'd love to get them on the show. Oprah's talked to them, but yeah, people are in communication with them.
I don't know if Oprah's talked to them. Seems like Oprah's talking to everybody.
Maybe that would be next.
Hey, listen, for sure. Oh, speaking of conspiracy theories, there's one about like Tom Hanks, Oprah, and you know, who's that, Gail?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all in some secret cabal to do something. And so they were in each other's company, Gail, Oprah, and Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks had this weird mustache for a movie he was playing. And they took a picture and he's holding up a sign and it says, "I'm not allowed to speak." I love it. He played right into it.
That's great.
All right. Onward and Upward. We'll be right back with more of whatever this is.
Look, I only just started following The Commercial Break on Instagram too, and that's on me. But you need to follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at TCB Podcast on TikTok. I know that you are not sick of hearing that, and you never will be, right? Something else you're definitely not sick of hearing is our phone number, 212-433-3TCB. So text us or call us, but be nice to me because I'm a highly sensitive person and I just can't take the fame. If you want to be nice to me on another platform, you can go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, and actually you can just watch videos of Brian and Chrissy and listen to them all day long. And I know that that will be the best day of your life. Now let's listen to someone who's actually very, very nice to me, and that's our sponsors. And let's get back to the show.
Oh, man. Speaking of conspiracy theories, I just open up Facebook, and I haven't opened it up in weeks, and the first thing it says is, P. Diddy once wrote a book about adrenochrome.
What?
Adrenochrome.
What is adrenochrome?
I don't even want to get into it because sure that then we won't be able to run advertisements on this show because it's like so far out there. It has to do with little children and just don't even worry about
God.
It.
God.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. And listen, it's it is what it is. If you know, you know.
Okay. I won't investigate further.
Oh, my God. So, so I got to tell you. About something that happened this weekend.
Okay. Did you attack the wasps further?
Oh, I did attack the wasps further. After the wasps. The pool is greener than it's
like,
ever been.
I was like getting out of the shower the other day or something. I was like, I wonder if Brian ever checked back in with the wasps.
I did. I went back. I sprayed two full bottles. There was like, the nests were kind of like a third covered, you know? So the wasps were trying to get into the other part of the nest.
Oh, yeah.
And it says on the back of the bottle, they'll try to do, like, you have to cover the whole nest or they will try and, you know, do it again. They'll try and get in there and fix what's broken or whatever. I don't know, fix what's broken. They're wasps. I don't know that they do that. What are they? Daniel the wasp? Hi, Brian.
There's one with a little hammer.
Yes.
Hammering back the nest.
So I'm, you know, so I go back there and I can see that a third of each of the one are covered because I sprayed it directly above my head and it started falling into my eyes right. And then I ran out of there. Well, there were some wasps that were like, you know, around the nest and you have to get them like either right when the sun rises or during that twilight hours, like as the hour that the sun's going down, because that's when they're least active.
Sure.
And so there were some angry.
What about at night?
I'm not going to try that at night. I can't see them. I don't know. I can barely see at night myself. I don't know. They must be like apex predators out there waiting for Brian.
Okay. Point taken.
Yeah. So I went out there and I got a different angle. I got up on a ladder, got a different angle, and I got them, the whole nest all covered. And then I went out there yesterday to find that there were no more wasps. They were completely covered in like this weird foam. And so now I guess you have to knock them down. That's the part I'm scared about,
right,
is the knocking it down part. I really don't want to have anything to do with it, but I guess I will. I guess I will.
What are you going to get, like a broom? thing. Knock
yeah,
it down.
That's what you do. You get a broom thing and you knock it down.
It's very scientific.
It's all very wasp science. There's a lot of wasp science that goes into it. And I've been watching YouTube videos and they all say, do the broom thing.
Yes, do the broom thing.
They don't even know what to call it. It sounds just like me. The broom thing. Do the broom thing.
Well, that's good. And you're able to report back to Astrid now. And
yes.
Say, look what I did. I was able to do.
Yes. Look what I was able to do.
Nothing else.
Well, Astrid's so proud of me. Well, Astrid comes in the house yesterday and I was out. So, like the whole day I was out in bed. I didn't have it in me. I was really feeling terrible on Sunday. And so Astrid comes home. She had taken the kids out. She comes home and she goes, oh, honey, I need you to help me with one thing. And she got this look on her face, which I know it's a bug, an animal, a creepy crawly. It's that look, right? It's that look that, please help me. Astrid needs no help in anything else except for this. She does not like creepy crawlies, bugs, or any kind of animal except for a dog, maybe. And I was like, okay, what is it? Where is it? Like, where's the roach? Where's the spider? And she goes, there's a frog in the playroom. And I go, a what?
A frog. And she goes, your frog.
There's a frog. And I go, a frog? How did it come in the house? And then I'm thinking, oh my God, did it come in on my shoe? Yeah. Right. Like, did it literally travel in the house with me and I didn't notice?
Well, you didn't
notice. My parathyroid fucked me up so much that I'm not noticing frogs are hitching a ride in the house on my shoe. And so now I'm all nervous that there's like some frog hole in our house or something, like some frog escape hatch.
A frog tunnel.
Yes, a frog tunnel. And so I was like, no, there cannot be a frog in the house. That's really weird. And so I go over and she's like, it's over there. It's over there. And I think it's dead. It's over there. And I'm like, it's dead. What? And I walk over. It is a fucking moth. It is not a frog. It is a moth. And I'm like, Astrid, that is a moth. It's a dead moth. And it looks nothing like a frog. Nothing. Not a thing like a frog. There is no frog I've ever seen that looks like that. It's got wings. Which frog do you know has wings?
She didn't get close enough to see.
No, she didn't get close to that.
No.
Okay, so this weekend, so it's become a little bit of a tradition that on the weekends, I'll take some of the children to go up to Starbucks and they can have like a cupcake or whatever they have up there, whatever bakery item they have up there, and have a juice. And it gives Astrid 30 minutes to an hour to just do what she wants, depending on how long we have. And I can go sit up there and we all chit chat and have fun, do this whole thing. Little daddy time.
Oh, yeah.
Little daddy time. So we're going to do this. Let's go. Come on, everybody. You know, I wake up, take a shower. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Let's do this. Okay. Everyone's all excited. We get to the Starbucks. We get a little seat. Everyone's on the bench. We're having fun.
Everybody says, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Where do you walk in?
Yeah, I know. And my kids are always asked the same question. How do they know your name?
How do they know?
I go, Daddy has secrets too. Your mom's not the only one with secrets. And in the corner of my eye, who do I see? I see the lady that asked me for a cup of coffee that then ordered some Mopa Frappa fucking Chino that was $12.99 without ever thanking me and asking me.
I don't know about this.
Do you remember this? You don't remember this?
No.
Was this when Tina was here maybe? Maybe.
Might have been, yeah, because I don't remember the...
There was a lady. I was sitting outside. I was on the phone. And there was a lady who came outside, came up to me. And asked me for a cup of coffee. She asked me, could she have some money? She needed a cup of coffee. And I said, I go, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me. And she goes, but you have a debit card, right? Or a credit card? And I was like, yes. And she goes, you can't buy a cup of coffee? And at this point, I was like, Brian, be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice. It's a cup of fucking coffee. This lady obviously needs it. I've seen her at the Starbucks before, sitting in the corner with multiple bags and, you know, sometimes disheveled. Like, obviously, she's not having the best of times. It's a fucking cup of coffee. Even if she is being a little rude about it, it's a cup of coffee. So I go up and I say, to the person that I know, can I please have a cup of coffee for this young lady? Give me a medium cup of coffee for this young lady and I'll take what I normally get. To which the lady says, I'm sorry, I'll order. And she goes, I'm going to take a double Froppa Mappuccino Trenta with extra sugar and two squeezes and three things and pumpkin spice. And it's okay. And then I go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said a cup of coffee. And she goes, like this. She goes, it's only a couple dollars difference. It doesn't matter. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. And now I'm feeling a little perturbed.
Well, right.
And the girl behind
the
counter.
Kindness. Yeah. You're being kind and paying for somebody's coffee, which is fine. But then they go crazy.
Then they go crazy. Yeah. Give them an inch, they take a mile. And then she goes, and I'll take a sandwich. To which I said, no sandwich. No coffee's good, right? And she goes, it's only a couple dollars. And I said, I know, but it's my couple of dollars. Right. And I asked, you asked for a cup of coffee, to which I said, yes. Right?
Yes.
And this lady never said thank you.
God, just never thank you.
She turned around. She waited at the end of the bar for her drink. She never said thank you. She never said a word. The lady at the counter explained that she sees her in here often. This is something that happens often. She is always asking everybody for something, and she gets upset when they're not willing to do it. She's like, but there's nothing I can do because she essentially is a paying customer, even if somebody else is paying, right?
Right.
And she's like, I'm trying to give her some grace. Like, she's obviously either homeless or just not having a good time of it. And I agreed with her, and so I just let it roll off my back. But never again, right? Never again. You got your one chance with me. Like, if you would have said thank you, there's another guy who's up at Starbucks all the time, including on Christmas Day for the last 3 years in a row, and I have bought him – I don't need to share this. It doesn't, like, fucking matter. I'm not trying to, like, give myself a pat on the back. But he is a super sweet gentleman, and he's really down on his luck, and he may not be all mentally there. And I buy him breakfast – you know, because I just like, I want the guy to have like one special thing in the day, like one thing in the day that he can smile about, even if it's a fucking croissant and a cup of coffee, right? Because I have multiple things to smile about in the day, and that makes me, that puts me in a different category, right?
Yes.
I just want him to feel,
I know, right,
whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that lady in the corner,
she's
She's there. I got all my kids, and we're pretty much the only two people in here. There's maybe one or two people smattered across the large Starbucks that we go to. And I look up, and then she looks at me, and no shit, that lady stands up and she starts heading my way. And I'm like, okay, I got my kids in front of me now. What do I do? And she comes up and she goes, excuse me, can you buy me a cup of coffee? And I said, and so I stood up and I said, come here for a second. I go, do you remember me? And she goes, I have never met you in my life. I don't have any idea who you are. And I go, you actually asked me for a cup of coffee a couple months back, and then you ordered something completely different, and then you ordered a sandwich. And I said, and not that it fucking matters at the end of the day, but you never even said thank you. And she goes, so are you going to buy me the coffee or not?
Oh, wow.
That's what she said. And I said, I'm sorry, not today. Right. Mm-hmm. And I said it away from my children because I didn't want them to think I'm like being a total prick to somebody,
right,
even though at the end of the day, I am being a total prick right now because you can't be bothered to say thank you for a cup of coffee. I'm not trying to sound entitled because I really am not. I'm not entitled to anything. My credit score is 200. I'm not entitled to shit. Right. But this was really
bothersome. Well, that's got to be like a mental illness then of just no.
I got to imagine.
Yeah.
And I was just so like torn. And so anyway, so we're sitting there, we're having our thing, you know, my kids don't say a word. They're just like off in their own little world, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And so we get up to go. The lady's still there in the corner. She's now approached the other two people that are sitting in Starbucks. And obviously they said no too, because she did not get her cup of coffee. Right. And so I go about my day, and then we're just about to leave the door, and I go back and I tell the lady
yeah,
to run my card for a cup of coffee and give it to her after I leave, and don't tell her who got it for. And
but that way you were able to control it too, with like, here's a cup of coffee, an actual cup.
Yeah, I just at the end of the
right
at the end of the situation, I was like, Brian, don't be a fucking dick. Like, you know, you are a fucking dick. I know you're a dick, but don't be a dick this time. Like, try not to be a dick this time. You know what I'm saying? So,
you're not a dick at all.
What would you have done?
I think I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have bought her the cup of coffee the second time?
I think I might would have gone up and just ordered an actual cup of coffee and then given it to her.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it like that, to be honest with you. I just thought about whether or not I was being mean or not nice to someone that was obviously down on their luck. But just because you're down on your luck doesn't mean that you have to be like completely not a human, right?
Right.
You can say thank you. And yeah, maybe she does have mental illness problems. I don't know about. But she certainly seems okay enough to go up and ask people for a cup of coffee. Like, she seems with it enough to ask for a cup of coffee and then order her favorite Rappa Mappa fucking Facchino. It was like a $10 drink.
And right.
It was like $7.99. I was like, wow, crazy.
Well, that was sweet of you to do that.
I don't know if it was or if it wasn't. But at the but when I get to the pearly gates, Chrissy, and I'm
maybe next
at
time if you go in,
God.
If you go in and you see her, then just get back in the car and go through the drive-thru.
Oh, next time I'm going to be like this. She didn't even remember who I was. I think this is just such standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, is walk into the Starbucks and ask other people.
Yeah,
for something.
It meant something to you at the time, but maybe not to her.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, you know, you read about the, you know, sometimes I see people on the street corner or at the shopping center or whatever, and they're so, it's clear that they're having a tough time. And if I can do it, I will do
I
it.
Do too.
How many people, you know, it's just part of being a human fucking being.
Yes.
Right? But then sometimes I see those guys out there for weird organizations on the like in the middle of the traffic, you know, the huge traffic lights, and they're like, jingle, jingle, jingle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, will you give to the Boys Tiger Association? And you're like, the Boys Tiger Association? We help underserved tigers? And it's like, what?
Speaking of tigers, did you ever watch that show?
I did.
Ah.
I did. And it was
wild.
Insane. Yes, it was insane. We'll talk about it. I want to talk about two shows. We'll get to it. We got lots more to come. Once again, we'll give our Maya Copa for those who were supposed to be at Daniel Point or Orlando this week. We're very sorry we didn't come. Check out episode from Wednesday for more of an explanation as to why we didn't come. It has to do with my health. And hopefully allow me the grace to go have surgery and get better, and then we'll go do it.
Yes, that's the first thing.
That's it. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. More information about the show, about Chrissy and I, all the audio, all the video right there from one location. Also, get your free TCB sticker. I mistakenly said you could have two stickers. Astrid only wants to give one. All right. Okay. All right. Only give one. Astrid's being cheap. So blame it on her. Write her. 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all there. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. For all of our interviews and selected episodes, I'd like to thank Jay Farrell for coming in. I love you.
I love you.
Best to
and
you.
Best to
and
you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Take a dick and keep on licking.